Sacred Three, Holy One, open my heart, open my mouth, that I may speak in your name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. One day, Jesus was at rest in the house with his closest disciples. And he said to them, God's empire is like a man who, while plowing a field, hears his plow hit something solid. The handle of the plow jerks back, punches him in the stomach. He scoops away the dirt, and there he finds buried treasure. This was unexpected. Our good father, the plow, gave the plowman this treasure, even though he did not know that he was looking for it. And now he has a dilemma. Now that he has stumbled on this treasure, he realizes it is what he has always wanted. But he doesn't own the field in which the treasure lies. Caught up in the joy of his newly discovered treasure, he quickly covers it up again, ditches the plow, runs to the market, sells everything he's got, and then goes back to the one who does own the field and asks, how much do you want for this rocky, worthless field over there? Call me crazy, but I'd like to buy it. I love the plowman. Jesus says, the empire of God belongs to people like that. Now, I understand that the man's behavior may be questionable. Wasn't he under some obligation to disclose his find to the owner of the field? An obligation just to be honest. Well, such concerns don't seem to interest Jesus on this occasion. Go for the gold, Jesus says. Risk, connive, get that field, grab that treasure. When I was growing up, I read all the children's adventure stories that were standard at that time. King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table, the Mowgli stories from the Jungle Book, Robin Hood, Swiss Family Robinson, and Robert Louis Stevenson's Treasure Island. I was really captivated by the adults in Treasure Island. That motley crew of adults who had found their way to Treasure Island didn't live anywhere near the way that the adults I knew lived. They staked all, risked everything, lied if needed, for nothing more than some map scrawled on a bit of cloth. They lived great, supersized lives and had exciting deaths. And then I grew up. I'll tell you a story. It's about an Anglican priest. An Anglican priest was looking to buy a motorcycle. The salesman took him over to one of the motorcycles on the floor, and as they were looking it over, he said, now, this baby can go from 0 to 120 clicks in 30 seconds. Nothing can touch you when you're riding this baby. And then he said, so what do you do for a living? I'm an Anglican priest. Oh. Well, that's a really, really safe motorcycle you got there. It does seem sometimes, doesn't it, as if life has a tendency to move from adventure into dull predictability. But Jesus says, it's all or nothing. Jesus says, go for the gold. Go for it with gusto. Go for it with abandon. The empire of God belongs to those who have enough fire in the belly to stake all on the treasure, because there is nothing that we could ever possess that offers more. We just can't search for the meaning of our lives with just a little bit of ourselves. Now, that's kind of intimidating. It's risky. When we begin to hear the voice of Jesus in this parable, we hear a voice that challenges, a voice that subverts conventional life. Most of you, but not all of you, will know that I entered monastic life roughly 2 years ago. I'm a beginner monk. When I was discerning this decision, I really had to wrestle with a choice that was, for me, particularly at my age, really about risking my future. It meant quite literally selling all that I had, giving up a job that I found tremendously satisfying, changing the nature of all my relationships. How's that working for me? Perhaps the key for all of us lies in the joy discovered by the plowman in the owning of the treasure. When we discover a joy that comes from God, a joy that is authentic, of the heart, richer than happiness, because like happiness, it isn't dependent on what's going on outside of ourselves, then our attachment to things, to all that we possess, will be loosened, our priorities changed, and we will be ready to let our lives be transformed in a way that we could never have imagined, that we could not have accomplished by our own will alone. Of course, this brings us back full circle to Jesus' own life. However, challenging the voice of Jesus as he urges us to risk all, to do whatever we need to do for the experience of new life in God's empire, his voice is an authentic voice. He speaks to those of us who identify ourselves as disciples from his own joyful experience of possessing the treasure. Jesus lived a life of risky, self-giving generosity. He did so without any hint of feeling that he was missing out on something, because he had surrendered his own life to the hidden treasure of God. He lived and loved with a great, ebullient, freewheeling joy that scandalized his contemporaries. Like our friend the plowman, may this be so for all of us.